Corey Graham. Game is just underway. First shot of the game is brimmed off. Rebound Graham. Big man. Oh, foul. Dominic Robinson.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup there, and what they're doing wrong already is they're trying to out-jump him, so he's taller than they are, and he looks pretty athletic as well, so they need to box him out when they have to try them, because he'll get all the rebounds otherwise.
And he may be in one shot after getting the rebound of the putback. Foul's not, I think they're not sure who it was, but free throw, Graham got fast in the backcourt, Julian Tooman with the ball. Also, Maxwell Delgado Williams starting Ben Larson, Sawyer Ranney, and Lee Paul.
Looks like they're going with a full court press. And the press already, so pretty aggressive.
Delgado Williams. Looking for a little help, got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah. He got into the key, and he realized he was there and amongst the forest of Giants. And
nowhere to go.
Right.
Well, that's when the teammates have to come to him.
Yeah, and this is a tough team. You know, this is a 4A team, and that's a huge leap for these guys. You're looking at a 1A team versus a 4A team. So a huge school with some big, apparently pretty skilled players.
Yep. And Isaiah North now with, whoa, double dribbled. Isaiah doesn't agree, but referee called it. So for Grant Towson, we've got Isaiah North on the floor. Nicholas Hunter, Isaac North, Ruben Apalapa.
I'll tell you, it's Abba Planel.
Okay.
Three words is how you pronounce it. Abba Planel.
Thank you for getting that pronunciation. You bet. I would have blown it all night.
Yeah, I would have too. I still might.
Oh, Ben Larson, three. This is rebound North for Grant. Oh,
God, he left
the ball into the key bounce pass. His all rim comes off. It's a bad pass out, but Graham maintains the possession. Now we've got
Rubin,
for Flamel. Into the key, goes up for 2-5-0 Graham.
Good attack to the hoop.
Tooman with the ball in the front court. Going to give it off to Larson, near side wing. Larson looking for the rotation, but no one's coming to help. Now Tooman down in the low block. Ball gets knocked away, but Delgado Williams picks it up, and he goes to the hoop. And as he goes in, there's an offensive foul on Delgado Williams. And Maxwell still down. He came down hard on the floor.
Yeah, it looks like he held his wrist. He's holding his wrist, and that's what can happen when you go down. You break your fall, put your hands out there, and you can really hear your wrist breaking.
Yeah.
That is true. And this is a tough matchup. These guys are big and they're athletic. They seem to have a good basketball IQ. So this is a good test for them. It really comes down to fundamentals here. They're not going to beat them by jumping them or being more athletic. You have to use fundamentals. Box out. Communicate. Make shots. Move well.
Isaac Morris with the ball on the other side wing. Oh, and we have
about 3 seconds. All right.
Okay.
Small ball, three call foul.
Dominic Robinson, I believe.
I think it was three in the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tooman now in front of court. He's not set out of Williams. He's chasing the game after his last ball. Pirates rotating around the arc. Tooman with his part-time win. That's the Reese Carlton in the key. Tooman up and over. Oh, rims out. Got Robinson on the rebound. Stroll is thrown away, but Isaac Morris is there to pick it up.
I think Isaac and Isaiah are brothers.
They are in fact brothers.
I verify that. They are not twins, but they are brothers.
Yep.
And they call them Isaac North and Isaac North.
Okay. Isaiah North. Isaac North for the ball right now. Look at it straight. Robinson with it. Picked up his low. Isaac North with a long three. Rims off. Sawyer Ranney on the rebound. And gives pressure to them.
Yeah, and they need to move way better here. They need to set better screens. Yep. They need to come off the screens better because this is a very high pressure defense.
And now he puts it out and goes in, and that's how we're going to get blocking fouls. That's all Isaiah does.
Yeah, these guys are big and they're really mobile. And they're finding that ordinarily when they would be open, they're not open. And so they got to be sharp. They have to make sharp cuts. They got to make sharp breaks. They got to do targets. They got to feel out their man.
And right now they're kind of feeling it out to see what happens. You don't want to let this team get too far ahead.
So Devon Williams got two free throws, misses the first one, 4:42 to go in the first period. Pirates down 5-0. And Williams misses the second one, and we're going to have a lane violation. Must be against the Pirates.
Yeah, we're still having that free throw lull, you know, where we're just not hitting them. Those should be gimmies. Should be at least hitting 50%. I mean, 50% is still not.
And now he's causing on the heavy. Oh, but not from anybody. Isaiah Norris out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Pirates. But Reese had a nice steal there.
Yep, nice steal, and then almost gave it away.
Yep.
He's being tentative. He needs to be a little bit more aggressive, but I get it. These guys are bigger and faster.
And now Ben Larson gets the inbound pass. It goes up and over all of the. And oh. Lots of rebounds of ball banking around like a pinball.
They're putting nervous shots right now. They think they're going to get blocked. They're overshooting or they're undershooting.
Yeah, they're rushing.
They're not aiming is what they're not doing. And it's kind of hitting up. They think they're getting blocked so easily, but actually the defense is caught here. They're not actually for the block.
The charge gets Lucas McClendon for the Eagles just coming into the game.
Yeah, that's about getting in the right position. You know, playing defense, you get to that spot before him, you're entitled to it more than he is. And that's what happened. Julian Freeman's really good as a fundamental. And here we are in full court press. Yeah, looks like a full court man.
I think it's just sort of a little bit of pressure, not a lot. He's really falling in front of court. Some are in the game now for the Pirates. Gives it back to him. Not a good pass into traffic. Stolen by the Eagles. Now, the Eagles took it before into the key. Going to kick it over to he's taking that jump. It rims off. He's on the backside by the
Eagles. Isaac Clark for the shot.
Okay. Elijah Gillespie's in the game for the Eagles.
They are launching.
Yeah, they're on way out.
Launching.
And now, Luke McClendon to the hole, all the halfway down. He came out, Sawyer Randy on the rebound.
Went out the rim, went halfway down, and came back out.
Yeah. Launching off the St. Lars and Parkside Lane. And right back to St. Louis, St. Three, good. Pulling it up in the air, but nowhere to go. So a couple dribbles and goes off to Chet Hawkins.
Yeah, I believe it's nice. Time for the younger guys. Yeah, this is the most pressure they've ever seen.
Yep, now Julian takes one step into the key, kind of gets up and under.
And it's tough about the matter.
Yeah, that's too far from the hoop. And this is rebound by the Eagles.
And we're going to get on the scoreboard here.
Yeah,
we've been outshot. We're not playing right now. We're still only 5-0. We just need to get on the score.
So, there we have. He's got a baseline. And Nicholas Hunter got the baseline. He was shot at because he was fouled. Goes in. So he's getting the end one with 2:36 to go. Eagles 7, Pirates 0. He said, Bashman's got to get on the board.
Yeah, that sounds like a rainy flare. He's coming out. This is about this is a good test on. This is really a practice game. It really doesn't mean anything, but this is if you can hang with a team like this, which is a 4A team with some tough players and tough athletes. You know, this is where your fundamentals come in.
Right.
You have to play good defense. You don't want to get suckered into those fakes. They're going to attack the baseline. Right here, that's a passing lane. They're overplaying passing lanes. This should be left for backdoor cut. But the nerves right now are not thinking quite the way we should. And
they're
attacking to the left. And, you know, these guys are quick to be using go out on their offhand right now. I think just getting some shots to warm up and getting ready to start out.
So I Norris with the ball. Gonna give it off to Hunter. Hunter's good move, but ball's going on the floor.
Yeah, look at that. It's a travel call.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like he took a study.
Yeah,
he looked like he had a cool backspin move, but he got called for travel before.
Mm-hmm.
sound bomb.
Yeah.
It was timed out on the floor. Pirates down 7-0 with them. Basically 2 minutes to go in the first quarter here. So, and Pirates struggling against a lot of pressure from the Eagles defense, but the Eagles do overplay. The Pirates can just fall back and go up in the air, get a little misdirection going. They will have some open shots. So it's the timeout. Okay. Just time out here for 1 second, folks.
We're just talking from the distance on halftime.
On the timeout,
even we have to have a discussion about halftime or at halftime. We need to get on the board here, to be honest. About 59 left in the first period, and we have not yet scored. So, not only that, I don't think we've really had a good shot yet.
We've had a couple. I think we had a couple open shots, but I think we got really good block. They run
like right here, indeed. Great way to open things up.
First point on the board at a minute 46 to go in the first quarter.
The right choice. Even if he'd missed it, it was the right choice.
It was the right shot to take. So, Isaiah Hunter now trying to get him to keep up cross to Robinson, just taller than everybody else.
And you can't give him ground like that. You cannot back off on him, make him go through you. You can't. Or you got to establish position so he doesn't get the ball. That's the best way to defend him. And when he does, you can't let him push you around. But it's easy for me to say. I'm not guarding a guy that's 6'6" right now.
Ben Larson now with the ball. Stromber picks up a loose ball over the tube, and two ball back up to the end. He scored it easily. As McClain just flew right by Kuhn, and Kuhn was wide open under the hoop after a nice bounce pass.
And that's what fakes will do for you in a team like this, because they're looking to swap those balls, assume those balls are going down and practice their dunks. And so they're going to be overplaying the passing lanes. Even fake passes would be so great in a game like this. They're going to get somebody way out of position, so it would be left wide open for a three or need to shot or anyone that drives to the hoop in the case. So.
Pirates have the ball now. 45 seconds ago, there was a turnover by the Eagles traveling call. Ben Hawkins with it. Ball's going to take a long three. Ball's up. Rims off. There's Robinson on the rebound for the Eagles. Over to Hunter. Yes, Floyd. Gillespie. Ball take. Now, back to Robinson going to the key, and Robinson loses the handle out of bounds.
Yeah, off the handle. You're kind of standing back here and waiting if there's going to be a fun dunk. But unfortunately, you just have no handles right now.
Yeah, well, we'll take that. Yep. 25 seconds to go in the corner. Pirates down 4-5-9. Two been walking the ball up the floor.
Looks like they're rotating kids now real quick here.
Yeah. Well, probably due to they figure that they've made a lot of play.
And it's about rest. It's about playing experience. This is our play.
Keeping the ball in the knee.
Got the rebound in the air and fired it before he landed.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. And he just rimmed off. So as we go to the second quarter, the Pirates are down only 4 this week. Or that.
They kind of look outmatched right now, but they're getting a little bit more comfort out there. And, hitting that big three with Stromber, they're so helpful. And the game is actually not that far apart right now. But getting a few threes in there makes such a giant difference. I mean, listen, one more three, two more threes, and we're ahead.
Yeah.
You got to stop them on defense.
And we did get the open look on those threes last year.
That was beautiful. It was a beautiful drive. Kind of an up and under again by Tim, and then that kick out. He could have taken that jump shot. He loves to hit that jump shot in the key, but that was a great dish out. And a good look and a good shot. Just didn't go in. They don't all go in. And Tim is more than capable of making that shot. They almost make more than they miss. And again, he's got to just relax a little bit,
Well, yeah, and I think the key is we are going to have a high shooting percentage in this game. We want to agree.
I agree. If you want to stay in this game, you're not going to beat them on the inside game. You're not going to need him with athleticism per se, but you can beat him with fundamentals and great shooting from the outside. I mean, got a pile of shooters out here. And so far, I've been impressed with the shooting on the other side a thousand times. They've launched some crazy threes that I don't think they've hit a three, have they?
Yeah, they made the first one, maybe one.
Yeah, maybe one. You know, and that may be just nerves and excitement as well. I mean, I don't know how many times they come on island there.
Yeah, I'll try the ball. Here's pass. Eagles pick it up, and now they're in the fair inside the court for him. Robinson down low. We're going to get a drunken towel on Sawyer Ranius. Robinson tried to go around.
It was almost the perfect block.
Yeah,
you know, he stepped in there, and he had his hip in there, and then he had to ram into it. Like, that's what a block looks like. And but I'll take that for defense. Yeah, he didn't get an easy shot off. He didn't get to the hole. So,
and we have Isaiah Dorris scoring for the Eagles, taking 11-5. Now, Ray, I think that was his third foul.
That's my third, I think.
He's got a little foul trouble.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yep. Even with the ball in front court, now calling out the play. He gives it off. Delgado Williams had on the near side playing. Rotate up high to Larson. Over to two. He's taking an open three and buried it.
Julius Tudor.
Great start with a three.
Right in his face.
Yep. But he had a better system for he could just take the two
out of this and he off with that.
Yep.
He's all about confidence, you know?
Yeah.
The moment that little green creature down comes in, you start making
right. No, Isaiah Norris taking three. Missed the rebound. Brother Isaac Norris. Back down today, doesn't take this shot.
And that goes
forward to Hunter. As he smashes into Delgado Williams, gets called for the offensive foul.
And we'll take it.
But,
that rebound came from the wing. So, you know, you talk about boxing out on defense. You got to box out even if you're on the wing on the perimeter. Because that kid came in from the perimeter and he got the rebound in the game.
Yeah.
So somebody needs to box him out as well. And I think about fundamentals and, Crawford's having a bit of a tough time right now.
Yeah, Crawford with the ball down at the low post. But dribbles out back to Crawford with it. One of the door cutters is right on him.
Yep.
And giving off to Larson with a
better movement.
Dominic Robinson down. Larson to the middle of the left hand. Oh, rims off. Nice move. Robinson dragged his face, but he had to use his body for a deflection.
Yeah. And Robinson was not there, and you see him go straight up. He's probably a target. People try to get him in foul trouble. He's easily recognizable by the ref. So, there's a tough move for the move.
Yeah.
Something about a big man who can also have his tight moves for his athletic acrobatic player right there.
Robinson had a short corner, takes one dribble to step, and he's at the hoop and scores down. Ben Larson takes three. Ball comes off, under on the rebound for the Eagles. Quickly hits the floor over to Isaac Norris. Norris to the hoop and lays it in.
Yeah, they just delayed our defense right there. Looks like we were a pile of snakes and there were a bunch of swimming you can't stand and watch. You got to get your body in front of them.
Yep. So quickly after the Eagles take a 7-point lead with 5:31 to go in the second quarter, Andy Sears calls a timeout. Was just within three, and the Eagles have scored in about 30 seconds.
Yep, and those guys are really right to have, stretches where they can score probably 10, 20, 30 in a row.
Yeah.
They've got that speed. They've got the ability to steal, jump those passing lines. Really, you should be taking advantage of that because, these guys are going to try to overplay you, which means you can have backdoor cuts, you can use fakes, outdoor shooting, good screens. We'll get guys open for good shots.
And now, Pirates inbound. We got it back for a press.
We're on the Eagles. A zone press right now. 1-2.
Pirates break the zone tempo with the pass. That was dribble.
Yeah.
And off of an alpha is on Delgado Williams. Into the key. He's called the call and dribble back to the key after coming out. This is the time we're going to have that long. I think over the back one of the Eagles trying to get that rebound.
Yeah. And Larson was looking more to just create some chaos in there. Yeah. He came in with kind of a tomahawk hit rather than trying to get the ball. Yeah, I mean, you know, we need a couple of guys to get in this game now. Carlton is trying to do too much, trying to out-athlete some athletes here. And he needs to get, he needs to stand up and hit those threes and really see where he's confident.
Isaac Norris for the, this is the shot from 15 feet out, rebound Carlton, giving it off to Tumen. Working against Hunter, still backward now, front court, off for Carlton. Near side wing, back out top to Delgado Williams. And there now ball inside on the right half of Cuban. Carlton cut from the backside.
And under the fourth easily. He cut from the backside under the hoop, baseline. He hit him coming right out under the hoop, and he just turned around from the left. Beautiful play.
Down, Eagles with the ball, Hunter down to Robinson in the corner. Robinson working with Carlton, catch a little spear move, and off misses the shot. Tumen on the rebound, backside is on the floor. Got it back.
Yep.
And off to Delgado Williams. Delgado Williams with a wrap on that left wrist, though, where he came down early in the game. He seems to be favoring it a little bit.
And off of this is tough defense here.
Yeah. Pirates working the ball around, 2 seconds to go on the shot clock. Carlton with it now, out high. Delgado Williams with the kick shot out. Two and three misses. Rebound.
Nice kick out. Right shot.
Isaac Norris. And down to Isaiah Norris in the corner. And he is rotating right now. And Hunter going to move again. Hunter, wow. Quick move. Three dribbles and he's at the hoop and scores. 10 to 17 with 3:30 to go in the first half. Now the ball quick up the floor to Ben Larson. Going to give it right back to Delgado Williams. Setting up the offense. Hard trying to find the open man.
Yeah.
Give it to Delgado Williams.
Beautiful. To the
basket.
With the bad wrist. Yeah, holding the wrist down. And that was the left hand is left with a bad wrist.
And he gets the end one shot. So we can use this.
We can really use that. We can really use the free throws. They're giving relax. Go through the motions in your head. Get plenty of arc. Use your legs. Follow through.
Yep.
It should be a routine shot, but
yeah,
it's always different when you're out there on the court. Everybody's watching.
Yeah. Right. So that time, that was going to rim off a little bit too far.
He's rushing the
Yeah.
It's like he's throwing them out of his feet.
Yeah. He had the arc that time.
Yeah.
Now, Eagles with the ball. Isaac Norris back to Hunter. Hunter is going to dribble out of time. Can he give it back from the corner? McCann is trying to find his game center.
So let me tell you, these are in the same offense.
They're
called five out or five wide.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually, I don't know if either team realizes it, but they're both in the same offense.
That should have been a shot clock violation. Maybe it was the rim. Now we're going to have the ball with Tumen trying to find a little help.
It's lost in the hand right now. We're going to lose it.
But yeah, they're going to kind of sat on the sidelines. Ben Hawkins for the game for the Pirates. Going to be off to Carlton. Carlton's
getting
three big
shots.
That's a good shot. Now, Carter on the rebound. Quickly up the floor. Going to drill him back out at the key.
Yep, good defense. Hold on to the defense. And then Martin
comes right. And
the Norris brother.
He did all the work. He just didn't finish. Now Ben Hawkins with the three in the court.
And you know they're rushing their shots because they have because right as they're coming out quick. And this team is not used to putting up real quick.
So Hunter now with all going to set up the offense for the Eagles.
So let me tell you, we're still right in this game.
Oh, yeah.
12-17, and it looks like we're being outplayed, but think of the free throws we've missed, at least three of them.
That's got to be travel, yeah. There you go. That was Hunter going to the hoop, and he's taking a step and a half, and then tried to Euro through.
Yeah. That's like the NBA in the extra step or two.
better. He did the great.
But it looks good.
Yeah, and it looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, it did look good.
And sometimes just looking good is important.
Right.
And now,
oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That
yeah.
moved the hoop.
And he did everything.
Yeah, right.
Well, just the ball up high and then inside the court.
Just drink it back on defense.
Ah, come on now.
And now the Eagles had a nice open shot man. from Elijah McClinton down to the hoop. He missed the 11.
The entire top of the rebound.
There's a lot of that going around.
Oh, here
Now he's called. Now he's feeling a lot better. You can tell. He's a lot more comfortable. He's putting that good shot. And he'll start hitting three. He's swap.
Yep. So 14-17 now. Pirates down three with 25 seconds to go in the half. Isaiah North Lawrence kind of gets through some defense.
Oh,
that was Luke McClendon.
Yeah.
Was the recipient of that pass. And he held
hard, and then he made the team bounce pass wide open.
Pirates with the ball now. They're trying to work the draft out of that. A 1 or 2 second differential to stop crossing game clock. Who are still on, of course, being blocked. Morrison is going to give it up to Reese Brown.
And the 13 seconds of the game clock. Deep offense here where he basically screamed down and screamed down again. So,
two was holding. It's a spell for you.
Three seconds
ago. We're going to run out of time.
We end the first half. The Pirates are down by 5. 14-19.
The kids.
Yeah,
very much still in this game.
Very much still in this game. Think of the shots we've missed. Think of the turnovers we've had. And graciously, they didn't score on those turnovers. You know, turnovers are kind of a gimme. They're like extra points. They're bonus points. And you're not scoring, and they're scoring. And so you really want to turn over those skills into points, you know.
Yeah.
Which they did. So, right, we're fortunate about that.
Well, hopefully, the halftime adjustments, they will clean up some of those. And as we talked about, the Eagles are quicker than the Pirates, and they're going to want to overplay on defense.
Yeah,
try and steal that ball.
Yeah,
Pirates start ball faking and get them, you know, going in a little bit of direction, and they will get open shots.
Yeah,
or at least, you know, an open pass.
Yep. The worst thing they can do is get lazy on their breaks to the ball, on their screens, on their picks. The worst thing they can do because a couple of steals and these guys, boy, let me tell you, they missed a ton of shots.
Yeah,
yeah, they have missed a ton of shots. I mean, they're probably shooting 30% from the field, and I mean, I don't even need free points.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen them shoot many free points.
No,
these guys are attackers, they're slashers, but they missed a ton of layups. They probably missed 10 to 15 points on layups.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They've been at the hoop, and they just, you know, they think you hold off glass or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if it's anxiety on their part as well. But so you know, we could be in a worse situation, but we're not. And we are at risk if we don't play good defense and we get off the ball too much. So my balls, we can definitely win this game. We just got to start shooting, taking good shots, and making them. And then you got to play extremely good fundamentals on defense. Fundamentals. And I'm not seeing a lot of pass outs on defense or rebounds. And if we let them just walk in there without putting a body on them, they're going to get every rebound because they can jump. They're athletic and they're quick. And, you know, we just have this tendency to stay at the ball when the ball goes up.
Right.
And that's not how you box out.
Yeah,
you have time. Find your man, get a body on him, and keep him out of the paint.
Yeah,
and especially with these guys because they're just too big and they're too quick and they can jump.
Yeah.
So
I think with that, we're going to take a little break here. Just want to say thank you to the Voice of Nashville for bringing you Pirate Sports and for bringing you all the content that they do to Nashville. They have some great programs, so please listen to the Voice of Nashville. Whenever you can, that's KDS Inc. 101.9 on the FM dial, worldwide on the web at voiceofbaton.org. So thanks to Dan Schuler and Robert, who's in the booth, and we'll be back in about 6 minutes, folks, to bring you the second half of Pirate Basketball. Remember, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. As we start the third quarter, the Vashon Pirates are down 5 to the Graham Kapowski Eagles of 4A school. within striking distance, I think, to hopefully add some adjustments to halftime and come out and win the second half. Dominic Robinson got aggressive with Sawyer Randy in the knee, and he went to the basket, and Sawyer gave him no ground, and Dominic was charging him.
Eagles working with the ball, the Pirates man-to-man defense.
center with the ball. Going to go inside of Robinson. Robinson working against Randy. Robinson, we're going to have it. Oh, they call an offensive foul on Robinson. He puts Randy. Yep. That's why I'm going to walk with you. on basketball, long time ago. Yeah, Pirates threw the ball after the foul. That was Robinson's probably second foul of the game that I'm aware of. As they're not putting the players in fouls, but so part of the shot clock or the
shield work,
that's not by Reese Carlton. Abla Penelope is to the line for two shots. He missed the first one. Yeah. It's a mouthful. It's the second one, so it's 1-1 in the third quarter now. Yeah.
Down at the knees is Ben Larson, but fortunately picked up by Finn Hawkins. Reese Carlson here takes a drive, and Hawkins for a shot from the outside on the point. And looks like that shot was called off by Elijah Gillespie. He shot it just after a three-second violation in the key. So, mercifully, that one doesn't count. And Humans back in the game, bringing the ball back up the court here. It goes to Ben Larson. Ben's on the wing. Looks to get it inside to Stromberg. Didn't quite get there, but ball's picked up by Maxwell Delgado. And unfortunately lost, but stolen back by Tumann. And back into the hands of Delgado for an easy 2 points.
Well, that's the Pirates' third point of the quarter. Finally get a field goal. They need that.
And I think it's about similar for Tukauskas as well.
I think it's a 3-3 tie.
It's a 3-3 tie right now. And it's from not some bad shots being taken, just shots being missed.
Yep.
There's another shot going up, another shot that's
and
missed.
And Delgado Williams comes out of the scrum with it. Quickly up the floor, they're going to set up. They're not going to set up the offensive two. He goes to Rahulo, gets blocked by the bottom of the backboard, picked up by one of the Norris brothers, and over to McClendon. McClendon going to take a three, rinse
in and out.
In and out. Romberg.
Real in and out.
Yeah.
Romberg with a big, big, big tough defensive rebound.
Yep.
And, ball comes giving the ball away right
get,
here.
Going to go jump ball. Oh, there's no possession here. I'm not sure.
It looks like we keep possession.
Okay.
Our possession right now. The ref, what he'll do is he'll keep a coin in one pocket and he'll switch it to the other side with the possession. So that's generally how it works.
All right, we got 2.6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Pirates down five.
And Tuman can't be sloppy here.
No, he's just got to throw up a pet ball. And, looks like he had a good line. Doing all right.
It was a legitimate shot.
Yep.
All right, so we're still 5 points apart. This is surprisingly one of the lowest scoring games.
Yep.
That I would expect, because I looked up some of the scores on these guys. They've been putting up 60, 70 points per game.
Right.
Which means either they're in a heck of a slump right now, or the defense is flustering them quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit of
I think it's a bit of both. The thing is, when you're a 4A school, you may come into a 1A school and take it for granted that, you should beat these guys by 40.
Yeah.
And when that doesn't happen, because...
I
don't want to say they're playing down to the competition because the Pirates have a very good team. But Graham coming in at 4A, they don't know that.
If you come in thinking that you're going to have a cakewalk, and all of a sudden you got guys in your face and they're really aggressive,
right?
It's a different, and for on Vashon's side, they have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
they're playing significantly up here. I'll tell you, Graham Kapowson, this is nice because they've been really respectful kids.
Oh, yeah, they're really nice kids.
Really nice kids.
A well-played game, other than nobody can get a shot.
There's been no garbage talking. There's been no personality conflict. There's been no shoving and pushing, which is really nice because, you can see that happening. People will come down, they come from 4A to 1A, and they'll think they're, have a chip on their shoulder or something like that, and they'll mock the kids. There's none of that going on. It's just really nice to see. Very nice sportsmanship out here. Very respectful kids.
So to start the fourth quarter, the Eagles will get the ball to the high post to Robinson. Robinson's going to give it off to Penn. That is Elijah Gillespie. Gillespie takes a three and misses. Rebound Pirates. Tuman now with the ball. Hunter right with him, as he has been all night.
Yep. Playing real tight.
Yep, playing in man. So Sawyer Ranney at the top of the arc with the ball. Bad pass stolen by Hunter. Hunter quickly down the floor, goes up and gets fouled by Ranney. Ranney really didn't have a choice.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice, and that honestly was a pretty good play. That was laziness on that was a lazy pass, and this is exactly what happened with guys who are just itching to get one of those steals. And so,
right.
He definitely overplayed the passing lane, and we kind of fed it right to him. And that's two guys making a mistake there. That's the passer, and that's the receiver. So the receiver's not getting position, and the passer's making a lazy pass to a guy who's not open. And those are frustrating because there's no reason for that, but they happen a lot.
But Hunter hit the first of two free throws. Hits both of them. Looks like a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Nice rotation.
Nice to see tonight.
Yeah, right.
It's been kind of
rough.
Yeah. I don't care who's shooting him. I'm just happy to see them go in.
The Pirates working with the ball now in their offense. Reed Stromberg, far side wing with it. Crosses over, gets a little separation. Gives it off to Reese Carlton. Back to Ranney, near side wing. Out high to Hawkins. Pirates working the ball under 10 seconds on the shot clock now. Bad pass into Tuman.
Yeah,
taken by the Eagles.
He still should have caught it. Whoops, that looks like a travel or something.
Yeah, well, no, he
Here we go. It's ball, one on four. Finn Hawkins, and he's holding the ball, gets rid of it to Reed Stromberg for a shot.
And Reed hits a three.
On the wing at the baseline. Beautiful shot. Beautiful play. I mean, it almost looked like Finn Hawkins was going to lose that ball. Instead, he found the open man for a beautiful shot and a make. And now it's 20-24 after all. Crazy.
Now Robinson working with the ball against Randy. He goes up and he's going to have an easy basket. He did a nice spin move, reversed it, and was right at the basket for easy two.
He got Randy up off of his feet.
Yep.
And once you do that, you get an easy shot. It's up if you're 6'6 or 6'7.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Yeah, and athletic.
Yeah. He does a nice job out there. Finn Hawkins with the ball now, going to give it off to Randy near side. Wing now in
nice
Finn Hawkins. Hawkins going
side
up off the glass.
Wow.
Finn Hawkins on the cut from the backside, gets the pass from Randy, able to score, gets fouled, going to the line for the and one to bring the Pirates to within three.
And that shows you some confidence there. And not only that, but you notice how he shoots that layup. He turns, he faces, he aims, he fires, he shoots, he makes.
Yeah.
He's not throwing it up there, but you really see his eyes and you see how he watches where that ball's going. Because he aims to score. That's what he wants to do. He's not just trying to get that ball up without getting blocked.
Hawkins misses the free throw, almost put back in by Randy, but finally Robinson pulls it down for the Eagles.
I like them crashing the offensive boards.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't crash the offensive boards and get a rebound on a free throw.
Yeah, so Ken, I think the Pirates have only made one free throw tonight after maybe 10 shots.
Oh, boy. So have they shot that many?
I bet you it's pretty darn close.
Tell me it's been five or six.
I think it's
one for nine. You're telling me 10% they're shooting right now.
I think it's pretty darn close.
That is not acceptable.
Yeah, and they're only
absolutely
down 4 points.
Not acceptable. So imagine, I mean, we keep playing this game. Imagine if they'd made all their free throws. Right now, I'd be satisfied with 50%.
Yep. And now,
the
Eagles going to the hoop.
To go.
We're going to have Robinson going to the hoop. As the shot clock timed out, had the ball released, scores, and gets fouled.
Goes
against Sawyer Ranney.
And those are just frustrating as heck. You had 1 second to go. They had to force a shot up. You had 1 second to play. Great defense still. And instead, you let the ball get into the big man for an easy shot. And you fouled him on top of that.
Yep.
But thankfully, it's make no free throws night tonight.
And he didn't make it.
Missed that one as well. So the combined free throw percentage. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, but...
Yeah, middle to handle.
Yep.
Ball got down to Tuman, and he hit a streaking. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Maxwell Delgado-Williams going to the hoop, gets the feed.
Brings it in hard.
Yep. And then
against the tallest kid on the court and scores a beautiful layup. Beautiful layup.
So now we've got a foul on the floor, and I think this is going against Randy also. It is. Gosh, that's got to be at least four on Randy, if not his fifth.
He's got to come out right now. Even though there's only 4 minutes left, I don't know.
Yep.
He might take a gamble. He's doing a pretty good job guarding the big fella.
Yeah, he is.
There.
Yeah, he's given up 2 or 3 inches there.
Yep.
So Eagles with a ball on the inbound, knocked away by Reed Stromberg, but they'll maintain the possession. Pirates down 4 points with 4:47 to go in the game.
Yeah, but right now, so you see they get into a zone on the baseline, and then when they can, they get back to their man, and that's, go trap him out here.
Yep. Now down low to Robinson. Robinson working against Reese Carlton.
He misses off the front rim, and Carlton did out-jump him that time, but he had position on the inside, got the good rebound.
Right.
And so we're right in this game right here. A couple of threes, and it makes all the difference.
Oh.
And, Delgado is feeling comfortable out there. Hands up, guys. Hands up. Rebound, a big fast break, and a missed layup, which should have gone in by Kapowson. Oh, it looks like a travel, two giant steps. It kind of looked like a Euro step, and it kind of looked like a travel. Sometimes they get called for a travel.
The Pirates will get the ball with 4:07 to go in the game, down 4 points.
Eliza Gillespie. He didn't like the travel call.
No,
you know, we had a kid that used to Eurostep all the time.
Yeah.
And boy, he'd get called almost 30% of the time. He'd get called, but and when he didn't, he'd score, and the opposing team would get furious. He's now one heck of a player, and that was when he was in 7th, 8th grade.
And now we're going to get Carlton taking 3 misses.
Yeah, and that was a
rebound, Robinson.
We needed that shot. It looked like it was a rough shot by Carlton, whereas he could have squared up and really put that thunk out one. That would have made a huge difference here. Now you're looking at at 3 points that could have put us within 1 point of this game.
And now we're going to get Isaiah.
And touch the top. Yeah. Okay.
And
listen, I'm going to let them shoot 3 pointers for the rest of the evening because I'm not sure they've made a 3 point.
Yeah, I'm not sure they have either. Now, Tooman with the ball, going to give it off to Larson. Reed Stromberg taking a 3 from the corner.
Oh, there huge three. Reed Stromberg,
huge three.
And the Pirates 1-point game. And boy, that kid has veins made of ice, or ice in his veins, right? I mean, with a hand in his face against this big team. And, he puts it up and just nails it. Beautiful. All right. So now we've got a lot more movement, a little bit more excitement, a lot of yelling going on, and a tough pass inside. Ooh, that looked like a travel.
Even the fans wanted to travel.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to get a foul on Reese Carlton there.
Yep. You got Julian Tooman on the ground holding his gut. Or it might be even a little farther down or his wrist, but hard to tell. He's in pain,
yeah.
But we need him. We need him.
Yeah, well, maybe it might be a good time to call a timeout.
Yeah.
But that's going to put a foul. That was on Reese Carlton, so it's going to put Dominic Robinson on the line.
Which, future or the past says predicts the future. He hasn't been hitting his free throws, and we've had a no free throw make night.
Yep. And he made that one.
No matter what I say, the opposite is going to happen here. But this is a tight game, and I think this Kapowski team feels pretty confident that they're going to win it, and maybe this is a good time to let them know that there's a good chance they're not going to win.
Yeah, 2:37 to go.
Got to hit a couple big threes. I mean, that's going to be the difference here because we are hitting, I think we have outshot their 3-pointers. And there you go. He missed that second shot. So
yeah.
It's still a 2-point game here with plenty of time on the clock.
Tooman is back on the floor, working against Hunter, over to Ben Larson, out on the high post. Ben trying to find a little help, has to dribble out of trouble, getting to get off Stromberg, far side wing. Now Reed working with the ball over to Delgado Williams. Delgado Williams with a little nifty move behind the back and over to Larson. Blocked by Robinson, and Hunter comes up, taken, crashed into Larson, fouling him.
Yeah,
and so is that going to be a 1-1?
It should be 1-1, yeah. It should be a bonus shot. Yeah, and that's tough. I'll tell you, getting blocked, shooting a three, boy, that just stinks. It seems like everything about it is right. Before you know it, this huge guy comes with a hand up there.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at a guy.
And he's still 5 feet from you.
He's 5 feet away. He's like, he's in the paint.
Yeah.
And, but this is the thing about Ben Larson is that
hey, there's a free throw from the Pirates.
That puts us within 1 point. And, Ben Larson, that's one thing about him, is he's a persistent, and he chases that ball. And this is all thanks to him pursuing that shot.
Larson taking the second of his 1-1s, and we're going to have a lane violation.
Lane violation on Carlton, looks like. Which doesn't
really it's a foul on Carlton. It's not a lane violation. He must have been pushing off on trying to get the rebound. Larson missed the second of his 2 free throws.
And I love the befuddled look that I see on Carlton's face. I've seen it since he was about 6 years old. It's the same look. And it's the what did I do look.
That's going to put Nicholas Hunter on the line. Hunter, a good free throw shooter. And
nice.
That one, though. See, that's all I had to say.
We have definitely seen, I don't know if I've ever seen fewer free throws made or more free throws missed. Shoot that ball, Ben. He's wide open at the top, but you know now he's going to be hesitant because he's got the big fella guarding him.
And now Reese Carlton gives the Pirates the first lead of the game, 30-29.
On the inside. Man, that's such a tough shot, the floater. Some people love it. I've always hated it because you've just got to hit it perfectly. And it's so easy for it to bounce off the rim. But, man, when it goes in, it's a pretty shot.
Yep. Now, Dominic Robinson working with the ball, going to get off to Gillespie. Gillespie to put up a 10-footer, misses.
Yep.
Comes Blue Pirates, rebound.
Okay, now let's use up some clock.
It's one to go.
It's looking good. Nobody's panicking on either side, which is impressive, you know. Poise is what we're talking about here. Hold that ball. Use up the clock, but get a good shot. Thank you, Coach, for calling that timeout.
There you go.
You just hate for them to use up clock and then not get a good shot, you know. So at least get a good shot off, even if it doesn't take a full 30 seconds off the clock. Let's get a good shot instead of a launch, you know.
Right.
Let's convert into 2 points or even better yet, 3 points.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Pirates take a timeout with 1:07 to go in the game. Vashon up 1 point, 30-29.
Yeah, 13 seconds.
On the shot clock.
On the shot clock. So, you know, they're going to probably try to use up a little bit of that clock, but you're still looking at, you want to get moving at least 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would devise a play right here. Yeah, it's tough. I like to keep playing the way we're playing and get a shot up there, you know, instead of trying to tread and then force a shot that doesn't get anywhere near the rim.
And this is the perfect Andy Sears game. I mean, it's basically, yeah. I mean, you know, outside of the free throws, which nobody's hit tonight, which makes the game a little bit higher scoring, Andy loves ball control. He's had teams that can score a lot of points. But they never do because he likes to control the ball. He likes to go deep in the shot clock.
Yeah.
He likes to play good defense on the other teams to prevent them from getting easy shots.
Yeah, it's this great fundamental ball where there's more passing than there is dribbling. There's patience. And then things open up when you're patient, you know.
Yep.
All right, so we got 13 seconds to go. Ball's into Tooman. Going to use it as a clock.
Going to get
their 10 seconds.
The ball comes loose. Picked up by Abel Pranop, and Abel Pranop quickly up the floor, going to give it off to Gillespie. Now over to Isaiah Norris.
Yeah.
And
Eagles 49 seconds in the game. The Pirates up by one with the ball.
And passing the ball around, not getting a lot of open shots. Call on Robinson as he just put Reed Stromberg on the floor.
Yeah, there should have been a call one way or the other you got to call something as a ref with this much time. You can't have a kid who's 6'6 just putting his shoulder down and knocking over another kid. You got to call something. Either there's a foul. Either there's a foul on one side or the other. But that's who they went to, you know.
Yeah, they're going to.
Yep. You knew that was going to happen. A bit of a mismatch. I'm not sure why Stromberg was guarding him.
Maybe a switch or something.
Yeah,
Carl.
Yep. He they took advantage. There's a term for that. They call it a mouse in the house. And that means that you have a mismatch. You got a big guy on a not as big guy.
Yeah.
And but they were always looking to get the ball into him. You could tell.
Yep.
And he's their finisher. He's the guy who's going to win the game for them, Dominic.
I like that mouse in the house. Vashon had, on their state championship team, they had a kid named John Gage, who was 6'9". They eventually played at Stanford, but in Cascade Christian games, which were always just huge rivalries at the time, Cascade Christian pull out some 5'10 linebacker from the football team and just body him up and just, you know.
Yep.
He's given up a foot, but he's given no ground.
Right, and he's giving up a foot, but he has 20 pounds on him.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And listen, I mean, I love those guys. Okay, this is too exciting.
Yep. Here's the game.
It's a full-court press. And they're in a zone.
They got time. Andy Sears got the timeout before the ball went out of bounds. Tooman was getting forced back towards the end line and getting trapped.
Yeah, so there's some confusion here because they took some time off of the clock they're going to discuss the time. It looked like Tumen actually lost the ball with this very, very tight, aggressive zone press, which they shouldn't be getting excited about. They should be this is a great time to break the press for an easy two. That's the best situation here. Don't keep the ball in the front court or in the back court like this. This is crazy. Look up court instead of keep dribbling backwards. That's crazy. They're looking to trap really hard in the corners. So those corners are where you don't want to keep. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 corners that you don't want to get in right now. Those are the corners on the half on either side of the half, and they're the corners, the real corners on the baseline on your defensive end. So you got to get that ball in the middle, and you got to move that ball. And you have to move yourselves as well. And thankfully, we got out of that one.
I have a question, technical question right here. On when we call the timeout, did we get a reset on the backcourt clock of 10 seconds to get the ball in the front court?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I do believe you still get 10 seconds.
Okay. So,
and you still get 5 seconds to inbound.
Okay. So Tumen will inbound for the Pirates quickly into
get that ball
in. Larson, long pass up to Reese Carlton. Carlton into the hoop, gets stripped by Hunter.
Oh, he got out of bounds.
Do they call a foul on Hunter?
No foul. Okay. He was out of bounds he got the ball. Now, Carlton did a crazy thing. He leaned way too much. He was going to try to pull in the foul and maybe score at the same time. Okay, ball up.
Yep, into Carlton. Carlton goes to the hoop, and we're going to have a charging call on Carlton taken by Nicholas Hunter for the Eagles.
Yep. Now, I would be pressing him right here, you know, and that's what they're going to do. It looks like they're going to... Looks like they're going to press. And let me tell you, this is a heck of a game right here.
Okay.
All right. You realize we've got a 1-18 playing a 4-18 right here.
Yeah.
And the coaches are on their feet going berserk right now. They're asking about timeouts. They're talking about things. They're yelling at their players. This is exciting.
25.8 seconds to go, and Pirates down 1. The shot clock is going to be off.
So they're going to have to foul at this point. I would foul as fast as possible, I suppose, with 25 seconds to go. So take 1 or 2 seconds max off of the clock.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they'll be in this 1-1 bonus, which is perfect. So that's what they have to do. Then they have to get that ball in the court in play, safely. They know about the baseball pass now, so that should have worked.
Yep.
But it's different when you're in a tight game like this. So they are picking up man, full court man, which they should do, and this is the one time where you stick with your man, and they tried the baseball pass as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, the tip back by the Eagles and quickly.
Oh, boy, I thought we had it.
Yeah, we did.
Ben Larson steals the ball on the baseline, but he's falling out of bounds. He uses his vintage play, which is bouncing the ball off of the knee of the defender, which has worked every time I've seen it since he was in fourth grade. It's worked every time. This time, he bounces it off the knee. It takes a wild bounce, stays in the court, and another guy on Kapowsin, Graham Kapowsin, gets the ball. So they had to foul.
Yep.
So now we're back to 1-1.
Elijah Gillespie
hits a huge one here. And looks like they're going to get their shooters in here now.
Yep.
One of the Norris brothers probably is a good shooter. No, he's going, yep.
So Gillespie will get the second of his 1-1. Shot is away. And he hits that one, too.
Yep.
So Pirates down 3 now with 21.6 seconds to go. It's going to be full court press again by the Eagles. As they kind of get their players in, now we're going to have Ben Larson. Oh, we almost threw the ball away.
Almost overthrew it.
And now
we need a screen set here.
Yeah, Julian Tumen with the ball to Ben Larson, but Larson, the ball comes loose. Larson's got it down on the floor, taken away by Robinson for the Eagles.
It was the wrong pass. We don't need to pass the ball inside. We need to get it outside for a three-pointer.
Yeah.
I would have rather if Julian had just put up a three-pointer.
I think that if they dribbled into the key and collapsed the defense, they could have found an open shooter.
Yeah, but you don't dribble out of the key.
Into the key. Yeah.
Right. But you don't dribble outside of the key and then pass it into the key. Is not ideal. when you're down by 3 points with 4 seconds to go. And yeah, that's going to seal the game.
Nicholas Hunter hits the first of his 1-1.
Yep.
Actually, he hits a double bonus at this point. There's 10 fouls on the Pirates.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, they have their chances.
Oh, yeah.
And this is great because, listen, they're going to be in more situations like this and games that matter. And this is about experience here.
Yeah.
A big launch and almost made it, didn't he? That was Reed Stromberg that shot from well.
Yeah,
not even at half court.
He had time to get into front court.
They still have 0.6 seconds on the clock.
Yep. Pirates down 4, so that's going to drop them to their second loss of the season, but I think this has been a very valuable game.
It's an acceptable loss, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, they had every chance to win this game.
Yes, they did.
So did
Graham.
Yeah. Yep.
For it to be, fair to them, too.
Yep. But Graham, you know, they what's good is they gave him a game.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
So Graham didn't just show up here as a pickup game. They came in, they had to fight, and they had to win this game.
Yep,
and
yep.
The big fella did his job, what he was supposed to do. And I think, you know, when it comes down to that few seconds, it's about nerves, it's about experience, it's about athleticism, it's about IQ, it's about confidence and poise. And, you know, that's when you're playing a bigger, better team, better athletes. You know, it's tough to get those shots up.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But it was exciting. Boy,
yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
But the thing is that they're going to see this type of speed in other games as they go deeper into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
At 1A, because, you know, 1A has a lot of good players. This is something that's happened in basketball. I noticed when my son was playing is Andy Sears loves to play those big schools.
Yeah,
he plays 3A, 4A schools.
Yep.
But Vashon can compete with him because they see these guys at AAU, and that's what AAU has done for the 1A basketball player. It's made them competitive with the 3A and the 4A kids.
Yep. So you're looking at four of their starters that I used to bring to AAU games.
Right.
We had an AAU team. We were called Island Hoops.
Oh, all right.
And part of that was so that when they did face guys like this, they wouldn't be intimidated and afraid. They'd be like, I've seen this.
Yeah.
I've been in AAU, so this doesn't scare me at all. And that's good because you could see there were some nerves in the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a totally winnable game.
Yep.
With a team that, you know, on the eye test looked like they would be a much, tougher team than Vashon was. But fundamentals, passing that ball, getting good shots up, and honestly, like, these are those kind of games where you start thinking about, okay, free throws missed, right? We're talking a one-point game here. Free throws missed. We missed at least 9.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we make half of those. Then you start thinking about turnovers, right?
Right.
So turnovers that were converted into points, thankfully, there weren't that many of them. But usually those would put you back quite a few. Rebounds, weird calls. These weird charges and not charges.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the missed layups that were, there's no reason that they missed them.
Yeah.
It's just probably nerves and that they're not looking to score. You know, a lot of times you're surprised, you're under the hoop and you just fling it up there and you're not looking to score. And that's so important that in your brain, you have to go, I am converting this into points. I am scoring. And instead of going, oh, my God, and then launching a ball up. So
if
you think of all the ways that we made mistakes, we would have won this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think with that, folks, we are going to sign off. Ken, I don't know when our next game is. It's the next home game. It's probably first week in January.
Yeah.
There's an away at Bellevue Christian, and then maybe Friday night game here on the 6th.
Yeah, I should have. I'll be better at checking on the schedule, and but we'll be.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah,
well, I'm good for about a week, John.
And
that's it. I know. Christmas was just recently, and
right.
There's New Year's coming up.
Yep, that's
those
right.
Those are big ones.
Lots going on. Well, with that, we're going to sign off, folks. We want to, again, thank the voice of Vashon. Robert is back in the booth, engineering and getting us on the air with all of our technical difficulties. That should be worked out by the time a league is going. And the Voice of Vashon, you can always listen to him worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org or on the FM station at 101.9 KBSH. Voice of Vashon does a wonderful job of bringing you Pirate Sports, and I want to invite everyone out to the Rock Wrestling Tournament, which starts tomorrow. It's going to be a big day, about 12 single-A teams here, and it's going to be a fantastic wrestling event that's going on for about 25 years here on Vashon.
I think Vashon is a pretty good wrestling team, don't they?
They generally do. Yep, they have very good wrestlers, always have.
Yep.
So with that, folks, we're going to sign off. For Kent Tooman, I'm John Yates, and we'll see you next week. Go Pirates!
Go Pirates!